welcome back to another week. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Casey, and this is I Could You Not. So, Rye, how was your week?
My week is going well. I don't know about you or if this happens to anyone else, but whether we gain the hour of sleep or lose the hour of sleep, the time change on the East Coast Fs me up. Like, I feel like I'm still dragging ass a little bit. And I remember this happening in the winter too, or in the fall when it happened. It took me like a good week to recover. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen this time because I'm too busy for a week-long recovery.
I agree. I'm definitely having a hard time acclimating. It's the mornings for me that are really struggling. Yes. My workday itself flies. It's so fast. Before I know it, I'm leaving. I'm like, wait, what happened?
I know.
So I feel like the mornings are so slow that I have no time and I'm exhausted. The daytime goes fast and then I'm so tired at night. And I can't like get into a groove. But the one positive thing I can say is it is pleasant that it's sunny out. Like,
I know. I do love that.
There when I get off.
I love getting home from work and my windows are open and it's nice out and the sun is out. I like that. Don't get me wrong. But there's got to be a way we can just pick one and stop going back and forth. I am too tired for this. And you're right. It's for me, it's totally the mornings are way worse. My body thinks it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It's not. It's 6 and I have to get my fat ass up and get to work.
I have a question for you. That's so ridiculous. Are we living in a world where it's really 23 hours and then the next is 24 hours? Like, where does that hour go? Like,
I have
is it
24
hours to 25 hours?
I think that way when it comes to a leap year. Where did this extra day come from? How did it get here? And why is it here? Who says? Who says that now there's an extra day this year? Why? I'd love to know. I feel a little bit like Craig. Like, is this made up? Did anything? There's got to be some kind of conspiracy behind this. I bet you if we get Craig going on Instagram, he'll go down a rabbit hole for us because this makes no sense to me.
I don't get it either. I would love to know what his conspiracy theory is because I think it'd be like pretty normal. Is it the sun and the moon and how it's rotating that's creating the day and the night? Because it is a difference. I feel like I was going out in the dark and now I am coming out in the light. So there's obviously that. But like, where did the hour go? Like,
where did the hour go?
24 hours all the time. Where did that hour minus
where did the hour go?
Yeah.
Where do the days come from? If you're born on February 29th, are you only 20 years old after five of those birthdays? Or are you, does March 1st count? Or February 28th? Like, how does this work?
That's true. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. These are the things I think about. Other than that, my week's been pretty great. Sunday, I was like a bag of shit. Not even in a bad way. Like, I wasn't hungover or anything like that. I got up and I was like, I don't have anything planned for today.
Oh, it's so good.
So I just laid back down and finished my book and watched my shows and watched the Oscars, which by the time this comes out, it'll be old news. But I thought for the first time in a while, they were actually pretty good.
So I came in right in the beginning of Ken's performance
because he crushed it.
Because I was like, oh, I don't want to watch another award show. I stopped watching them. But this year, they all have been really good. And I like the stage. I liked like what they're putting out. The outfits are right. And I liked how this one, it opened in the center. You saw the orchestra. Mm-hmm. The setup was really well done.
It was really well done.
And then I saw Billie Eilish on TikTok for performance. And I'm like, holy crap. She had a standing ovation. She is so talented and amazing. So I'm like, let me put this on. What am I missing? And then I see Ken and I watch the rest of it.
My mom and my aunts are big into the award shows. So I grew up always watching these. And I remember always thinking, and I love music, but I remember growing up thinking that the music parts when they would sing the songs was the most boring part. Very rarely was it someone who was very famous or current famous. You know, like it would be someone famous, but they maybe haven't put out a song in a while. So I feel like in the last couple of years, the performers are actually people that I know and I like their music. And I thought the performances are just getting better and better on the Oscars. Billie Eilish was amazing. And
incredible.
I'm Just Ken was amazing. I'm like, he is really calling on his Mickey Mouse Clubhouse days. Crushed it. I was not expecting it. I knew he was going to be good because he was part of the Mickey Mouse Club.
you're just used to his acting. You're never used to him going on a stage in front of TV and all these people and singing.
And rocking out to
a hot pink outfit that's like bedazzled out. And he looked phenomenal. And honestly, with Billie Eilish, that song is so technically hard on all the ranges she hits. It's just wow.
She's stunning. There's a documentary, I don't know if it's Netflix or Hulu, about Billie Eilish and her family, because that's her and her brother who do all the music together.
Yep.
It's a whole family thing. And my mom and my aunt watched it recently, and they said they have like a whole new respect for her. And she's now like their new favorite. According to them, I don't know much about her. Very humble.
Watched it. She still lives at, yeah, I think she still lives at home.
Still lives at home, right? She still lives with her family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And I'm glad, like, the green hair is gone. I like to see her you know, done up. It was really a great moment.
I also, of late, have become, like, a last-minute shopper where I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to L.A. Welcome. This weekend. I have to go get an outfit. But there's not really any cute stores. There's no cute stores on the West End anymore. But anyway, how's things by you?
I mean, it's been a short week thus far, so
yeah,
it's been hefty at work. Work is just going nuts.
Do you like get out to go for lunch or anything, or like do you get a break to go get lunch?
No, because they all eat at their desk and they bring food. Really? So all my other jobs, they were corporate jobs, so you were like obligated to do lunch for like an hour or do a half an hour and 15-minute breaks. Here, it's just not like that. And unless I'm meeting someone for lunch, I'm not going to be the one to be gone for an hour at a time. And it's just been very, very busy. So, I mean, you can leave, go for a walk or this or that.
It's I was going to say, you should try to get walks in this weather. This is like it.
I know. I'm not like a wanderer. I'm more of like, I need a destination. Yeah.
I love a good wander walk. When I worked in the city, there were times where I would eat lunch at my desk, but then go take nice walks.
I don't know. I'm more of a sitter.
Yeah.
I'm more of a sitter. Like, I like to lie down or sit or lean. I'm not like a stand up and like move.
I actually got recently or like a few months ago one of those sit stand desks.
Uh-huh. How's that working for you?
I love it. I make sure I spend like half the day standing and I feel like I get so much done.
Oh, that's smart. I would hate that.
I really only sit now if I have a meeting because it's weird to be the one person like standing in the room when there's a meeting.
But you should get one of those like those desk elliptical things.
I wanted a walking pad for under my desk so I could like walk while I work.
Yeah, walking pad is a big investment though. You just got that Peloton.
I know. I was going to say, but I chose the Peloton instead.
I feel like this thing's probably cheaper.
Oh, the thing where you sit and just move your feet?
Yeah, or you could stand and do like a mini elliptical moment. I've always had a job where you had to move all the time. So this is my first like desk job and it's lovely. I love having a desk. I have my own space. Everything's organized the way I want. I get to sit and do what I need to do. Love it. Which is probably not good for a sitter, but
yeah, for a leaner.
I like a leaner. Whenever I had to walk around the showrooms or stores, like I would always find somewhere to lean. And they're like, stand up straight. So and I'm like, oh, come on.
I'm a leaner too now that you mention it. I don't think I ever realized that. If I'm standing, I'm not standing in the center of the room. I'm going to lean up against that wall. Right. Interesting that I never noticed that about myself until you just said that.
Where's that fucking wall? So that was my week so far. It was just been really good, busy.
Maybe the good is coming from like the nice weather finally. Maybe we're starting to come out of the winter blues a little, I hope.
Not ready for like the fashion part of the warmness, but I am ready for the actual feeling sun on my skin.
Same. I'm not in the shape I planned on being by the time the sun came out. What I hate the most, I don't know if anyone else struggles with this. Probably not because most people are normal now and get like self tanners. But I hate that first time I like wear a short or a skirt or a dress with no stocking in the spring and your legs are like milky.
Oh, and yeah, albino. Like,
sorry if I'm blinding you, everyone. It's just my legs. Just my legs.
I used to, when I was like on top of things, I used to go to the tanning salon for like a couple little moments. But I would do that before vacation for like 2 weeks. I would do it before the vacation and I would do it right before the season. But you know, it's not good for you.
I know. And I'm trying to be better about my SPF and all that shit.
Ugh, I got to get on that wagon.
Oh, yeah, you need to. I love my tinted moisturizer that I wear every day.
I know, you keep talking about it. I need to find one that's good. Man.
fun fact that is not probably all that interesting, but I was being cheap. And when I moved in here in my little bathroom window, bought these like, they're almost like paper kind of shades.
Roman shades.
That you like, yes, that you like pull down. Mm-hmm. They were cheaper than like real blinds. And I'm on a ground level, so I feel very exposed if the shades are open or whatever. So my cats have been living in this house now for almost 2 years. And suddenly the other night decided to tear apart the shade. Fucking animals just decided to tear it apart. So I ordered blinds, like old school blinds, but cordless so that they don't choke in there. And I tried to put them up myself yesterday.
Oh, no.
And that wasn't happening. After 30 minutes of screaming at myself, losing screws, yelling at the cats, I gave up and text my uncle.
I was just going to say, you got to call your uncle.
And now there's a dish towel hanging from my bathroom window while I wait for him to come hang my blinds.
Oh, right, because your shower and everything. Yeah. We will add a picture for your viewing.
This is definitely because I do. I've been going away so much, and I feel like they're annoyed with me. I have two trips coming up. God only knows what I'm coming back to after those.
They're going to hate those suitcases. That's what happened when I was traveling so often for work. That Bubba, when she saw that suitcase, mm-hmm. she would retreat. She would disappear, and then she'd be mad when I come back. She just knew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Your cats definitely are not happy.
They're not happy. Come April, I'll be back with them full time. But right now, we're just going to have to pray that the house stays intact. All right. So I know we spend a lot of time bitching, whether it's work, dating, our bodies, we're overwhelmed, whatever it is. But today, we're going to take a little break from the complaining. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate ourselves. We're going to celebrate you and celebrate our lives for no other reason than the sun is coming out. And honestly, so much to love. And whether we always see it or not, there is plenty to be happy about. So today we're hoping for a little happy reminder. How's that sound?
Sounds good. I love being in that positive headspace. I feel like I was down for so long. So
yeah,
let's keep that energy going. This year is the year of yes. So as we're talking about, let's break out of our rut a bit, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about like some things that make ourselves feel better.
Do you feel like you get like a winter rut, or do you feel like your ruts can come any no matter the weather?
I feel like mine is like permanently attached to me. So like it's not a part of my being. Like I definitely felt like it was a permanent extra hand or finger or something that was just like always there.
Cause I know I definitely get seasonal blues like that, like the seasonal depression, but I'm with you. Like my ruts can come on in the most beautiful of times and I can be like, I am just not in it, friends.
Cause it also has to do with just like, I'm a deep thinker. Like my mind just doesn't shut off. It goes into every little detail and it overanalyzes everything. And it brought so much anxiety and then it just brought me down so much. And it could be something so small or it could be something that someone says that has nothing to do with them. And then takes me down a path of,
next thing you know, you're spiraling.
Or it's like I'm holding on to this pain from like, let's say an ex or being hurt, like something with a family member, whatever it is, you hold on to that pain and then it just lingers. And like there are times where it just wants to just come out and there are other times you can press it down, you know?
I'm a compartmentalizer. I can put feelings aside to go do what I have to do, or I can be like, okay, yes, I'm hurting. But I got to get this done. So let me just do this. Or I have to put on a face for this. So I got to do this. And then I go on. My breakdowns end up coming out of nowhere or like in these unexpected times, you know? So sometimes I don't even realize I'm in a rut. And then like when you have the release, you're like, oh, wow. Okay. You feel the weight lifted sometimes for me, at least before I even feel the weight.
I'm the opposite. I'm so in tune with my feelings that it's too annoying because it's like, every single thing weighs. I have to feel it to make it feel real so that I can process it and then release it. I can go to work, but I'm not my best self. I can't compartmentalize. Right. I could be crying at work in a closet somewhere. I can't shut it off. I appreciate that people can just be able to shut it off to do the action. I completely lose myself. I will isolate for a month. I won't really talk to my family and I will cry in my bed and go dark. like to release before I can like get back. I want it to be gone. I can't sit here and linger with it. It eats at me. So I just need to get through it. And so I can just absolutely close the doors permanently.
I can do that. Like with a breakup, I want to have the conversation and get it over with. But my coping from that after the breakup is I can turn it off when I go to work.
I've called out. Like I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I always will give myself like, okay, you know what? You're crying. You're upset. Take this time. Feel it. Cry it out. And then tomorrow you're a bad bitch again. Like, let's get it. And that usually works for me in some cases, in most cases. But, you know, when someone passes away, it's a little bit different. But in most cases, that works.
Not like an everyday.
That's like a different ballgame. But I think getting out of the rut for me, it depends like on the weather.
Oh, really?
That's a little more difficult for me to get out of it when it's dark out and snowy and cold. Because I'm not an isolator. I like to be around people. I get to my points where I like, I need a night alone or I need to like to just not do anything. Even then I'm like at my mom's or whatever. I'm not really an isolator. So the winter can feel isolating for me. So it's tough to like find ways for me when it's cold out to like break a rut that doesn't involve like alcohol. Cause if I start drinking when I'm in a rut, then I get like hammered.
Yeah.
For no reason.
I'm definitely someone that isolates mostly. But when people meet me the first time, they think I'm very social. They think I'm very open and comfortable.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not. Like, I mean, I am, but it's not like, but internally.
I hate people. Yeah.
I mean, internally, I do feel happier when I do it. So which is why I'm trying to push myself to say yes to a lot more things. And
yeah,
I feel like I've shedded all of that. Like I did a lot of self-growth. I've been in that hole for such a long time. So it feels so good to not have any of that weighing on me. I was able to close the door on all of those lingering feelings I had for that person in my past. And like, I've always said it, but I guess in some level was always there. I really like have a, I feel like I'm like a brand new vessel or something like that. I just feel like no way.
Did something to shed it in particular or just like,
It was enough time. And then a few comebacks that I'm like, aren't we done? Like, isn't this? And it kind of just shifted because in some level he felt that too. And I was done with the games. I'm just at a certain point in life where I know what I want and I don't need anyone to live rent free in my head. Like, I feel like I've wasted so much time in life. I don't want to waste any more time. Like, I just want to go out and start living and feeling alive again. So I've been so protected in this bubble that I created that it prevented me from like going out and doing things. I would get so much social anxiety. What I'm really trying to do is push out of the comfort zone. And I think that when you say be uncomfortable, it's like a negative thing to be uncomfortable when reality is, it's like you're actually pushing yourself to experience something new and it can be something really great. So I'm really excited to just push forward.
A lot of like psychologists and sociologists and say that that's really when progress is made, when you're put in an uncomfortable situation and you're forced to deal with it, not run away, figure it out. And you know, whether it's with another person or just within you.
Or an activity or the fear. Right. Like you could experience something that you didn't even know you actually loved because you stopped yourself. And like my biggest fear is really fully being vulnerable and letting someone see me and fall in love. I've always put that wall up and I just am trying to not do that and just try to experience everything and see where that takes me. It's new phase, new me.
Do you feel like in dating, there's something new you could try? I do feel like trying new things can get you out of a rut. But do you think you're going to do some new dating?
I do things? Because I before I was
like anal. No, I'm kidding. I'll take that.
Got my ears. Oh my God. I feel like with dating, what happened was before is like I was pushing myself on this dating app and I would talk to people. I would randomly go, not often, or talk myself out of it. or reasons to delete them, and just not make the effort. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it was because I myself wasn't living outside this apartment or work. And so my first like phase that I'm trying is just going out more, socializing more, doing activities, feeling comfortable in society of like actually doing things. And then I feel like phase two is I'm ready to like start going on dates. You know, I'm already comfortable being out and going places, getting dressed for things. And I feel like it starts to like fold into, all right, let's go on dates and say yes more to things. Like, and also I have something so like exciting to tell you.
What?
So my friend Zoe, who was with that nutritionist who lost a lot of weight and she like found a healthy way to do it. She texted me yesterday with a food therapist. So I'm like waiting for a call back because this has been a long time coming, guys. I'm a very picky eater since I was like 8 years old. I don't eat fruits or vegetables, barely any meats, no seafood really. And I've gained a lot of weight and I've tried different tactics, whether it's SlimFast or fasting in general, but like I don't have a lot of healthy foods to fall back on. So this has always been like an anchor of my like biggest issue to the core. I'm like finally ready to take this like gigantic task on. And I'm really actually excited about it. I'm excited to be able to maybe eat a salad or regular foods and not have to be restricted at restaurants or have a special meal if I date someone, or my mom makes a special meal for holidays.
With the dating, it'll like even make your life easier to like not have to be like on a first date like, well, no, I actually don't need anything on this menu.
I can't be sun. Can't be sun, okay? Like
I have whatever except that.
But like I want to be able to maybe share a dish, whether it's an appetizer or whatever sharing it is. And I've never been able to really do it. So this is going to be quite a emotional adventure, but I'm ready. If I want to get pregnant, I want to be able to have a healthy pregnancy. I want to be able to live a healthy life for my body. And it's just time.
Yeah. I love that for you. It like will change your whole relationship with food, which is so important.
I also think part, and this I feel like you can relate to, we're majority of our life, we have had a different body. So this body, we're just not used to, and it's not comfortable to get dressed. So you're doing the fast fashion because you do want to get to your
place. Right, because I don't care if it doesn't last.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so your identity of, you know, having fun with fashion just kind of gets stripped away. When I look in the mirror or photos, I'm like, who is this individual? I don't know. So having that relationship with yourself to feel confident to go out and meet somebody that's going to look at you and try to be turned on by you, you know, it's hard to connect the dots and you have to be okay with yourself.
To get out of like a rut like that, I like to be around people. My happy place is the beach. That is something that like I remember during COVID when I would get like, because I'm such the type of person who likes to gather and be around people, like COVID was tough for me being just home.
I felt thrived.
I was thriving. Casey was thriving.
I was living my best life.
I wasn't living in Long Beach at the time. And I got into just taking these long walks and I found this little beach in Island Park. And I would sit there and just like stare out at the water and I would like, it would just calm me. It's funny because I live in Long Beach and I don't go to these beaches unless it's like off season. I go to like a different beach that's private, quieter. Well, that's true, but quieter in that like it's not like
public
spring break beach,
right?
It's a different crowd. The Long Beach beaches I really only go to in the off season, and like I fucking love that. Is one thing I will do. It doesn't matter how cold it is out. If I'm in a really bad rut, I will bundle up and I'll walk down to the ocean. And that's why it's so hard for me to think about moving away from here. Because this is such like it's such a calming force for me. It does bring me happy. It brings me joy to be near the ocean.
I have to say, my bucket list is to own a house that's like on the water. I feel like then I made it in life. There's something about hearing the water or looking at it or just sitting in front of it.
Yeah.
It's very tranquil. It's very peaceful.
Yeah. I mean, and you really have to make it because that flood insurance is no joke, Casey. So. We're going to really have to take off, but
Yeah. I'm also at the phase of life where I'm like content with how I am. So I don't know if I'd be making those mass millions.
I think we're too old for sugar daddies, but go on.
I'm still that like romantic, like fantasy land. I don't think I could promise the game.
Like a sugar friend, someone who would that'd be like fantastic. To just give me lots of money. That would
or
be
just take me along. Just take me along.
Take me along with you.
Yeah. I could support you. I could do a little work for my stay. I know Ryan doesn't like to work on vacation, but like
not on vacation, but I will bring something to the table. I promise.
Oh hell yeah! She'll put the gatherings together. Yeah, she can make it happen. You want a party? This girl got you. So something new that you would try or you haven't tried yet.
I'm one of those people who I'm like, oh, I want to try that. I want to try that. And then when it comes down to it, when we have nothing to do, I'm like, what? But I do want to try golfing. I feel like I'll
really?
Be, I don't, uh-huh. I don't think I'll be good at it, but because I have a bad shoulder, I have a bad back. And I feel like your back, when I watch their back, the way their back's like twist.
I feel like that would be a sport for you.
I don't know if I'd like, yeah, but I'm so intrigued by it that men and people can spend 18 holes. Hours just out there in a golf that I'm like, I gotta see what the fuss is about.
I'll go to golf course with you. So I took a golf class in college. Yeah, it was one of my gym classes I had to take. And I think I did what's the birdie?
Badminton?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Love badminton.
I like going to a golfing range and just like hitting balls. I actually enjoy that.
To do that. Yeah, I do.
We should do Chelsea Pierce. We can bring our own like drinks and just like.
And don't they have those like Top Golf things now?
Yeah, I always wanted to go to that. But to be at a golf course all day and to try to be accurately hitting towards a hole, I don't really quite. I've done it and it's.
Yeah, like maybe we just do a quick nine. You know, we don't need to do a full 18.
But they do have the golfing ranges at Top Gun, and they're fun.
I'd also love, I said I was going to do it last summer, and I didn't. I want to get into, like, tennis, something like that. I do like working out. As much as I'm like, no, I'm not playing that sport, like, I'm not doing that, and I'm not, like, going on a hike, I love a good workout. And
well, you like to
I
jog.
Would love to find.
You like to I jog. Used to you run. Like. You like to go on walks. You like to move. You swing, so your back kind of gets in your shoulders, but it's not like golf. Golf, like, you're literally contorting your body.
I was going to say their bodies are contorted, yeah.
But I feel like tennis, the last 3 years, I've looked into it because there's an indoor tennis place right over here. There's a Vanderbilt, like, tent thing. And I tried on the app, and I was ready to make I saw some lessons and, like, a group lesson. I was like, all right, I'm ready to join. And then when I tried to join, they're like, oh, you need to put money on your thing. You don't have any credit. So I'm, like, trying to figure out how to get money in there. I'm calling up. I'm emailing them. No one's answering. I'm like, why is this so hard? You're making it hard for me to do this. So then I was like, I'm done. I'm not even trying anymore.
Yes.
This should be easier. But honestly, I'm with you. I would actually – for a sport to do once a week, I would do tennis. I love it.
That's one of the things I love about working out, and specifically what I'm liking about the Peloton and the gym that I was going to. They're all about zone out for this hour, right? Or zone out for this 45 minutes, however long the class is that you're taking. You're here. Don't think about your to-do list. I like that. I like to have these pockets in my day and in my life where I can just like turn off.
No, I think you would enjoy tennis or even what's that new sport that everyone's playing?
Oh, pickleball? Yeah. That maybe I try there first.
Because it's less ground to cover. Yeah. But and the rat, it's like a paddle. So it's like hard. So you keep hearing that fucking noise nonstop. Whereas the racket, it like bings, you know, bings off of it. It bounces right off.
Yeah.
I used to take lessons growing up. My mom and dad are heavy tennis players. That was their sport. My mom would play every weekend. My dad would play every weekend. I would take my bike over, see my mom's match. And I took lessons all growing up. But I didn't play in school and I didn't play in camp because I played soccer.
What's something new you want to give a try next time you're feeling down or just to try?
I want to do a cooking class for like pizza or pasta.
Ooh, I would come to that with you.
I'd like to learn like stained glass, like art. Like I really want like a cool stained glass on my, to like bring all the color in. I want, but everything I look up is just not what I want. So I thought that could be cool.
Yeah.
I love glass blowing. I've always been intrigued since a kid, but I feel like my lungs would not be able to do it. And I just watched the Blown Away season 4, and I'm just always so amazed at what they can do. I always wanted to go on like a helicopter ride around the city, even though I'm scared of heights.
That looks cool, but I feel scared already thinking about it. But you're right, it does look cool.
Like something to check off the list. I don't know. I feel like you meet new people, you can make a friend that likes a certain hobby that maybe they might be there to do something else with. Or you might actually meet someone that you would be able to date that enjoys things you do. But at the end of the day, if it's just a skill you're learning that you want to enjoy, like why not?
Yeah. No, you're right. It like changes your mindset a little after you try something new, because we actually tried something new this weekend together, and I felt like so, I don't like a little liberated almost after. Yeah. It's a good feeling. So Casey and I went to a salsa class on Saturday. I love to dance, right? I mean, and we all know Casey loves to grind, but salsa is a little different.
A lot of footwork.
Like I knew there was a lot of, and I, like I said, I love to dance and I have like some of the basics from growing up, but formal dancing like that, their feet move so fast that I'm like, how is she moving her hips so seamlessly and keeping time with her feet at the same time? Like it was shocking.
And I feel she started off just doing steps initially, so you can learn some of the steps.
Yeah.
And when me and Ryan first arrived, okay, the instructor was the person checking people in. We didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm. And Ryan goes, well, we're new. We've not danced before. And we're here to like sign up for the class. She goes, well, this isn't the new class. That's at 1. These guys have been here for like 3 months in training. And so me and her looked at each other and we're like, we're still doing this. We came here. We're committed.
Pouring rain.
In the pouring, like torrential downpour rain. Mm-hmm. I came from the city. So we're just like, we got this. We're going to do it anyway. So we figured we'd stay in the back or we'd be partners with each other since we were so behind. And I'm surprised. Like we kept up. She initially started with just certain steps and she went into it a little fast. And I definitely was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
She slowed it down. She did 1, 2, 3, 4. So you would learn the step and then she would pick it up. And then all of a sudden the music comes on.
I was just going to say, and then the music.
And the music was just like high speed. Just like, wait.
You didn't. And they rotated our partners. So I felt so bad. Every partner I had, I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Towards the end of the class, they partnered us up. We weren't solo anymore. And the women stayed, the men rotated. And a part of me was like, that's kind of nice that we are all just interacting. Another part of me was like, well, maybe I would have learned more with the same partner.
Or I think what's really interesting to point out, first of all, it was so fun and I highly recommend it. And I was like sore the next day. My like hips hurt. I was shaking working.
Throwing them out. She said, throw them to the wall.
Throw them out. And I was throwing my hip out. I do think that what was so interesting is how many single guys there were there. Or seemingly single. No one had a ring on their finger and nobody seemed to be there together. There was one couple who we think might have been there together.
Yeah.
But there were like a good handful of just single guys. And I'm like, what motivated them to get here? Is it like a community service thing?
Right.
What made them none of the guys were our type. But it was reassuring to know that there are other people out there who are just like doing random shit.
I love that the son, the mom brought the son because he was young.
Loved that.
And he knew his stuff. Like it was, I was like, that's
he
good.
Was coaching me that through like 90% of it. Every time he had me, he'd be like, come on, you got this. Look up. Follow my lead. You're like, all right, sir. Young sir.
Hey. Oh my God. No, yeah. Me and Ryan kept apologizing to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Until the gym guy.
The little meatheadish one. Yeah.
He's like, it's my turn to apologize first.
And that made me feel better too, that some people there were still fucking up a lot because they've been doing it for 3 months now and we're still fucking up. So I was like, all right.
I feel like we were so pretty bad. Even with majority of the class for our first class. And that's not to knock others. Just maybe we just had a little more skill than we thought we did. Right. And
in case you mean you could be teaching those guys.
Okay.
No.
The woman, the instructor, who wound up being so cool, but initially she kind of scared us out of like maybe doing it to start with. But at the end, she came up to us and she was like, you know, you guys really kept up, and she was cheering. It just felt like a good camaraderie, and we all were in it together. It didn't feel weird, even though I feel like you would think going into a class and not knowing anyone in a random and place. They've
all been there for 3 months already, and we're swooping in. Yeah, it didn't feel weird at all.
They were so welcoming.
I wish it was closer. I want to find somewhere closer because I would love to keep that up. That was really fun.
I
know.
Because I really enjoyed her. I think she was a great instructor. And I also really enjoyed the group.
We were talking to her about like private lessons, but by the time we left.
Oh, yeah. We were honestly, if she was closer, I would totally just continue. Oh. We posted the video of her with the music with the male instructor on our socials. But and check out the location if you would like to know. And we could really practice if we wanted to on our own, which I think me and Ryan will be doing at some point.
I think I need to. Yeah, I think I need to keep it up for the hips. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know when I get a cocktail in me, I'm going to be fucking calling out moves.
Cuban. So appreciated the mix of men because you're not going to have the same partner in life and you're going to have like random people you meet. So I'm like, all right, this is kind of give me different male energy.
Highly recommend a salsa class, friends.
Yeah. Get into it, guys. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated if you don't know anyone.
All right. So what would your ideal self-care day be? Day off, no work. How are you spending it?
Well, if I'm talking about like self-care, it was definitely get my like hair highlights done, get a cut so I feel rejuvenated, get a manicure, pedicure, eyebrow, and massage, the nice little step, and then like lounging and watching TV or sitting by the pool or the beach on a relaxing sunny day. Like those are my relaxing self-care checkouts. Oh, yes.
I am going to agree with you like on almost all of it. The only thing, I love how I feel after I get my hair done, the highlights and the cut, but it takes so effing long for this hair to get done that I dread the process. I got to gear up for it.
I actually have to soon because my hair is wicked.
You got to set aside a good 4 hours. There's nothing I love more than a good foot massage. So if I'm like going in for a self-care day, we're on mani-pedi.
I love the back.
Well, I like that too, but I do like a mani-pedi, add the foot massage, then leave there and go somewhere else for like a legit back massage. And then I would love to do then like an ideal for me, like an ideal summer day where I'm like, this was a good day off where I feel happy and like I was in tune with myself. I'm ending it like at the beach watching the sunset.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's nice. I always enjoy the end of the day at the beach before the sun goes down. You have a little breeze, but you're not like freezing and it's just a beautiful evening. Those are the best.
Right.
I feel like better than when you're like drenched in the sun. It's
summer nights. Nice
in between. Yeah. Yeah.
That evening area of a summer day is like
the best time to be at the beach.
Yeah. That's like what I live for. That's what keeps me happy. Keeps me working, honestly.
Me and my mom love it, but my dad always is like, can we go home? I'm done at like 3. And my mom is like, wait, it's about to phase into the
best
phase.
We're about to get to the best part. Yeah. Yep. It's like leaving a movie before the ending. Are you nuts?
Yep.
No way, dad.
That's me and my mom.
Like I work to be able to go to the beach club and to be able to like live where I live and have these things that make me happy this close to me. And it's just really interesting now, I feel like since COVID, how self-care is such a thing that now there's no such thing as a sick day anymore. It's called your personal time for self-care because being sick now doesn't just mean that you have the flu or a cold. If you are mentally needing a break, we won't dock your pay or whatever. A lot of places are doing that now.
Well, mine is... But mine, vacation, personal or sick or any of that, it's just all under one
lumped
now.
Into one.
Right. Whereas all my previous locations, it was separated. I kind of wish it was separated, if I'm going to be honest with you, because I felt like I got more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my 6 days were separate from my personal vacation. And I feel like it kind of gyps.
I've only worked in school settings, so and they all do very similar vacation packages. Do you know that there are some schools on Long Island? I just found this out the other day, and I'm like, this is fucking legit. That if you have a lot of built up sick days and paid time off, you can gift it to another employee. So
what?
Isn't that wild? People will do
wild.
It.
Wild.
Like, if someone's going on maternity leave and they don't have enough days or like want to take more time, people will gift them.
I don't know if I agree with that in a logistics standpoint, but like I would love to receive someone else's vacation time.
Feel free to give me the days.
Feel free to pass it on over, especially when you're maxed out on your vacation, you accumulate it and you have to force a take off and you just keep getting racked up and you can't take, pass it over. I'll take it. I got
pass
you.
Pass it over.
No
yeah.
problem.
As a supervisor, I tell my team all the time, take your time because we don't get paid for them and they don't roll over.
Yep. Yeah. Now,
who are you benefiting here by never taking a day off? I'd rather you feeling fresh, rejuvenated. It's spring break. Take your time.
I also feel as though America's behind. I would love like more of like the Italy way of working.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. Why are we so behind? That would be to have a month off for the entire. Do you know how many workers?
Australia does that too.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's happening here? You know how many people would be rejuvenating and check back into business if you were able to take that time off? Like, oh, that'd be so epic. What's going on epic. Here? We're
getting- I know. They get like real time off like that. There's a meme I saw once that had me crying. It was like when you email, someone's out of office in Europe and it's like, sorry, I'm having surgery on my foot this week. I'll be out of the office for the next 3 to 6 weeks, depending on my recovery. I'll respond when I'm back. And then it's like, Americans, I'm going in for surgery in 3 hours. I can handle your answers now at 5 p.m. Should be out of the anesthesia by 10 p.m. I will try and get back to you by 10:01. It's so true. Like, it we can't true. Even let ourselves tune off. It's so crazy. And employees don't let you. I think a lot of employers did.
I think it's because they downsized on employees and they don't have as many people working in these places anymore. So you're doing like 12 hats more than you were already doing. So I feel like,
rather than pay you more, this is a way to like get you happy is to give you that flexibility. And I also think part of it is like Gen Z they are way more about their boundaries, even when it comes to work. So even if I think those boundaries are outrageous for a work setting, they are like, no, I'm not doing that. Sometimes, like, it's not fair to say that your boundaries are only going to work between 10 and 2 or something. That's crazy. But they will.
That's so great. I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think because of the way we were raised, I don't think I'd be able to do that. Because I think as a human, I'd feel subpar like in society. But like, more power to you, my friend.
Let's but it's interesting to see this like cultural shift, because I have aunts, you know, who have been in the workforce now for fucking ever. And my one aunt has been at her job, I want to say like 40 years at the same company, which is unheard of these days. And we have to like fight with her to take a sick day. And I'm like, bro, I can't even imagine how many days you have. Because her job does roll over after a certain, if you've been there a certain amount of time, and she's been there enough time. So she's got days, and I'm like, take the fucking day.
Speaking of which, of taking time, you know, for ourselves. For ourselves. Why don't we say two nice things about each other to end this beautiful,
round out our positive conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. Two nice things about each other. I'll start. You are very strong-willed and believe in yourself, even though I know we talk on here sometimes and I know that you do carry your doubts. I feel like if you put your mind to something, you're going to do it. And you are very determined, maybe is the better word, but I think you're very strong-willed and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I think you're just like a down-ass friend. Like, you are always down, whether it's like listening and like something serious. Or if it's like, I just want to be goofy and watch a movie and veg, like, you're always down to be there.
And so like, thanks,
reliable is probably a better word for saying it, but I like down ass friend instead.
No, I enjoy that too. I enjoy that too. So mine are actually similar, which is wicked. I admire that you're always in touch with people and you always bring people together. You don't give up. If you don't hear from someone, you just always stay in contact and you always bring people together. And I admire that. I love that because I get lost and I pull and isolate, and you just have a way of just staying connected. And I admire that. And then I also think you're hella strong and you persevere. Amount that I've seen you juggle, even in a short window of time, and the storm is storming, you excel so much at work and you're bouncing from one thing to the next and you have all these different plans, constantly always busy, but you have some heavy stuff that goes on, and it just, your willpower and your strength is admirable.
Thank you, Case. I like compliments. It's always awkward to get one. Often,
you know?
We don't, because it's so awkward to get a compliment. So I appreciate this little exercise.
I am an isolator. So you kind of bring me, you check me back in when I have those moments of isolation, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, Case.
I appreciate you too.
Fun way to close this out would be for us both, the isolator and the gatherer, to give ourselves two compliments, say two nice things about ourselves.
Okay. I think my hair. I have great hair.
You do have great hair. And what's more is you know how to do it. That's a separate skill.
Because
I clearly do not know how to do this fucking hair. We let it fall where it may.
And my unconditional, undeniably love for my family.
Oh, yeah. The two things I want to compliment about me is that I try every day to do a little bit better, even if it's not my best. And that I care very deeply for the people that I love. Like, I am a
ride or die.
I'm a ride or die for my friends. Core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My friends and my family. Men, not so much, but my friends and my family, I'm ride or die.
Oh my God.
Men,
I love when you protect your friend on a guy. It's my favorite moment. It's my
friends and family.
Y'all, when I have a moment to catch Ryan in action on like a fun little petty fight, it's fantastic.
Passionate is what they'll say. I
love that.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
This was really fun. We need to take more time, I think. Not necessarily on here, but maybe on here, but just more time to just like talk about things that make us happy, you know?
Yeah. It's
because I totally feel like agree. In a better mood now. I don't know about you.
Me too. I'm like, right? My face, I can't stop smiling. I'm kind of like,
geez. I feel good. And I have therapy after this. So that's going to be fun.
Keep up the positive spirit.
What happened to you, Ryan?
Be like, it's a new Ryan. I'm smiling. We're going to talk about happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts only. Pause vibes. Thank you.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to us. And hopefully you feel a little positive yourself and take a look at yourself and self-reflect on things that could, you know, bring you happiness. So hit the follow button and tune into new episodes every Tuesday, streaming on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Check out our socials on Instagram and TikTok, and give somebody random a compliment one day. It's going to make you feel good as well as the person you say it to.
And compliment yourself.
See you next Tuesday.